Welcome to ICOSA's Driving Force Radio, where we discover what drives today's leaders. Now, here's your host, Jan Mazzotti.
Good morning and welcome to Driving Force Radio, where we seek to discover each and every week what drives today's leaders. On today's show, we have the Center for Teaching International Relations as well as History Colorado with us. And we have three fantastic guests who are really going to frame up the importance of international studies, international relations, and how that sort of frames here in Colorado with our history and with the strength of Colorado here in our region. Our first guest today is Jeannie Ritter, the former First Lady of Colorado. She's done extensive missionary work, has taught, lived abroad, and is really active in her community on several boards as well as in the mental health community. We also have with us today Ed Nichols, the president and CEO of History Colorado, and he is one of the state historic preservation officers. And then our third guest is Steve Warner, an international nonprofit consultant and just amazing humanitarian here in the Colorado area. Jeannie, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. A great connector, I think, was the word you were looking for.
Great connector.
Great connector, for sure.
Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Jan.
I want to just come out of the blocks a little bit and frame up what each of you is doing, because I think this collaborative is so unique in and of itself. So, Jeannie, give us a little bit about where you're at and what you're doing in these roles with.
You know, I have had great opportunities, of course, and all of those continue to build and culminate in a really timely way with what we're looking at in terms of our space in Colorado, as you said, Jan, and then also how that relates to what's going on across our nation and rippling across the world. How I've been informed in my own journey and our journey, Bill and I, even through our children, I think, watching kids these days, we got what we wished for in terms of a global world and kids being able to live in a really globally informed way and move in that way.
Absolutely. And Ed, I want you to tell us a little bit about History Colorado. I know that so many people only see it as a museum downtown, and I think it's so much larger than that.
We do have the new museum. History Colorado is a new name. It's a rebranding of the Colorado Historical Society. We're actually 133 years old, but many people identify us now with the new facility downtown and think of that as the museum, but we do include so much more: the Office of Archaeology and Historic Preservation, the Research Library, the Stephen Hart Research Library of Colorado, the artifact collection for the state, a 130-year-old collection of state artifacts dating back to the Wetherill collections of Mesa Verde, pottery and all the artifacts from that era, as well as 10 other museum sites across the state. So
wow,
we are a much larger organization than just that one building.
And Steve, talk about the Center for Teaching International Relations, CTIR for short. Talk a little bit about CTIR, because I think this is one of those amazing nonprofits that only people in the international relations field even know exists.
Yes. The reality is we've not done a very good job of telling our story, but we have a long history here in Colorado. We are about 40 years old. We were started by Dr. Corbell, who the Corbell School of International Studies is named for at the University of Denver. For many years, we were housed at the University of Denver, and we saw the need to develop more collaborations and partnerships with organizations like History Colorado, other universities. So we became our own nonprofit organization 2 years ago. And we found that it's challenging when you have a long history and people feel that you've been well supported to now have to go out and become our own nonprofit organization. But our board is very passionate about the need for our youth to be more knowledgeable about world events, other countries, other cultures, and how the world is increasingly shrinking all the time. And I think that a lot of Americans are very curious about foreign affairs. What's our role? But the state of Colorado, as just one state in the union, is very involved internationally. There's so many Coloradans who do volunteer work, or they work internationally, and they do it from Denver, that I think it's very important for our youth to understand that the world is increasingly shrinking and that they can learn about new ways of doing work, establishing relationships, and that's essentially what our mission's all about.
Steve, talk about how you guys do that. I know it's more with youth. It's not necessarily adults to adults, but it's really training that next round of leadership, if I understand it correctly, to really truly embrace and engage in a global community. And then I want you guys to chime in about the importance of that. But Steve, talk about that and the engagement of youth.
What I would call our flagship project has been the World Affairs Challenge, where teams of middle school and high school students come to present on a current world event. And then people like me and Ed and Jeannie and you are judges to sit and watch their presentation. We use a organized way to make sure that we're trying to judge this as fairly as possible. But what happens is that the students learn a lot. We have mentors from the community, people that work internationally through their business or through their volunteer work, who will sit down with the student teams and talk about what they do. And they'll help the teams to develop a very effective presentation. The teams also have to do a lot of research. So they're judged on their content, their ability to present, how well they've worked together, teamwork, things like that. And it's just very exciting to see the youth embrace this. And we've seen so many students that their lives have turned around. So, and that's a big...
A word I want to make sure we put in here is curiosity, Jan. That it's this great way of picking up on an existing world that these young people live in, which, as we were saying earlier, there's something upwards of 80-some languages spoken just within the Denver public school system. You know, we have folks from all over. And this is a way to capitalize on that and really maximize a level of curiosity and see how they think about problems globally, create skits and innovative ways to talk about possible solutions. And as a public school teacher for 10 years, it's really valuable to have something like the Center for International Relations, Teaching International Relations, be a support for staff. It remains within our standards, within the rubrics that we want to get across for middle schools and high schools, but it really helps extend that format and really create a backup and a better, a meatier program for getting kids to think.
And Jeannie, when you talk about curiosity, I think it's fascinating because as we look, we're an educational institution.
Right.
And a great deal of all of our program is oriented around teaching children about the past so they know who they are. You need to know who you were in order to know who you are. And that curiosity that you speak about on an international and global basis is also there on a temporal basis. Who are your ancestors? How did we come to be who we are today? And we have programs that deal in bringing students into the museum to teach and show through exhibits, sending teachers out and training, teacher training, all to satisfy that curiosity to ignite an interest in their own history so that they begin to understand better who they are and, again, the curiosity of their background so they can make these decisions about the future, understanding more of exactly how they got to where they are.
Well, and Ed, I want to pick up on that idea. You know, at History Colorado, you guys have so many educational services. And just like you said, it is about knowing where you came from that helps guide where you go. And oftentimes, I think we lose that in the rhetoric that's going on now in our political cycle. And we sort of forget that there are millions of people without clean water. There are political instabilities all over the world. There are things going on even in our own neighborhoods that are key to this global conversation. And I know History Colorado really has some of these educational services that can address some of these things. Can you talk about that?
Well, and Jeannie, you talk about the number of languages spoken in. Understanding what Colorado is in terms of today has to go backwards. You have to understand who were the people who settled here, who are the people who migrated here, who are those people and what decisions were made about Colorado's future so that these people that are here today understand more of that. We have programs that are national programs like History Day where you compete across the country. You have programs in school and in our facility where classrooms come in and we take them through history lessons, lectures, as well as teacher training. But they can come in and they can experience through the exhibits, they can experience the history of Colorado and get them excited about learning more about their past, just as you do about learning more about the international relationships of what goes on in the world today. We look at it from a point of view of who you are on the continuum of Colorado and its people.
Jeannie, I know this is huge for you in the work that you do in the community with PBS as well as the other things that you do. Talk a little bit about the importance of this engagement in our own local communities and how that sort of really drives this importance to our state as well as our region.
Gosh, you know, so I have the opportunity to continue my advocacy work around behavioral health and mental health here in the metro area as well as outreaching to the state. But that intersects with, of course, our immigrant populations coming in, how we actually integrate folks that are coming in to our schools, how we meet the needs. You know, there's a great national story a couple weeks ago on the city of Aurora and just the richness of restaurants and foods and businesses there. Mm-hmm. And so how do we maximize those things and make sure that we have understandings and a little, just even a little bit of background around some of these sectors so that we maximize those relationships and the potential that those businesses and partnerships, as Steve said, that we can, you know, really help things to reach the potential that they have. It's great to excite and ignite, you know, as Ed said, a population, but we really don't want to leave out kind of where we're going with this and the impact it has on. When sometimes we talk about foreign policy and we like to think of that as kind of a governmental. No, these are real. These issues have big economic impacts on our communities and our nation, of course. But making sure that we know how to move in the world, in a world where we are appropriate, where we have an understanding, things that might not come natural to us, we have to implement tools to help us learn those things so that we are appropriate in the world.
And learning those things can be in so many different forms. Collaborations, for example, between History Colorado and CTIR. We're talking about who you are in terms of your past and your future. You're talking about who we are in terms of a state and a national and global economy.
Exactly.
And we're talking about doing things together in collaboration, moving forward so that these lessons that you speak of are shared. And at this point in time, there are so many needs and so many opportunities for this sort of thing that partnerships, I think, are a very important part of it.
That's a great point. And Steve, I know you guys are all collaborating on some work with CTIR to really drive this conversation forward.
Exactly.
And I think it's so interesting because I work with a bunch of fourth graders because my daughter's in fourth grade and their idea of foreign issues or international relations is, you know, something going on in Texas. Their vision hasn't gone past the borders of our country yet. Talk about some of the collaborations that you're doing with CTIR and what you're driving to with students here in Colorado.
Sure. Well, one example is that the World Affairs Challenge that I had referenced earlier is going to be held at Regis University this next April, April 13th. We usually hold it in the springtime. And so Regis has been great to step up and provide space, but more importantly, we're looking to link up business persons that can go into classrooms and talk about the work that they do and how a better understanding of the world has led to their career path. We're looking for graduate students from different universities to do internships with us and also help teams to decide on their presentation what they want to focus on, because the teams can focus on global health issues, they can focus on economic issues such as, you know, how microfinance works and how that benefits communities around the world. They can talk about international events and relationships between countries. They can talk about the new economy, renewable energy, and how a state like Colorado is working closely with a number of other countries on their renewable energy programs. Mm-hmm. So the students get some broad guidelines, but then it's up to them to decide how they're going to present this. And we have so many people from the business world, from universities, that go in and help the students quite a bit.
I love that.
Can I make sure we give a shout out to our Rotary in Colorado?
No, they've done a great job.
Amazing, and mm-hmm. especially you listen currently to polio and how close we are mm-hmm. to eradicating polio around the world and what the barriers are. I believe it's Nigeria where there's still mm-hmm. this big issue.
Right.
But to really see the impact that local community Rotaries have had
yeah.
on an issue like that.
Polio is one, water is another. That's international right. Collaboration to help yeah. solve some of the world water problems.
Right.
Again, Rotary is a big participant.
Amazing. Connecting, that goes back to your whole collaborative mm-hmm. piece. How do we take, actually, I believe Colorado hosts one of the largest return Peace Corps volunteer
yeah.
populations.
Yes.
Proud to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But those folks, that's not an isolated time in their lives. They come back, and that passion continues. They take the places they work, the organizations that they affiliate with, and Rotary's one of them. Big initiative out of our Colorado State University on
yes.
Wood-burning stoves and how
yes.
to shift away
right.
from deforestation in many, many countries mm-hmm. around the world and helping folks to create a new way to cook instead of taking trees down and walking further. And further.
Well, and it's not just about the trees. It's also about the health of young women and,
yes.
and girls who are the right. ones they're cooking. And
don't
I mean, it's
started now here.
Such a huge paradigm shift. That's a whole nother
yeah,
show. That's a whole nother
well,
show.
What's interesting is you talk about yeah. these collaborations because they take so many different forms.
Right.
One of the.
And this is a unique one, Ed. So
well,
talk
and
about
this
that.
Is a very interesting point because one of the tenets we have is looking at our facility as a place to host civic conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, the night of the presidential debate, we were partnering with Rocky Mountain PBS, and we shared that feed and had an audience in our facility and a panel discussion afterward about that. But in support of that, for students, all that leading up to that, we had what we called President Palooza. It was a whole series of different events talking about the presidential election, but talking about past presidents. We had visits from Lincoln and Jefferson. President Jefferson walked into our board meeting. That surprised a few people. It was these types of events and then lectures and conversations mm-hmm. talking about who we are as a people. And again, looking at the international relationship of where we fit in this globe, who we are in time, where we're going in the future. All these different types of interactions. We aren't just a static society, and we can't
right.
believe that we are.
Well, and Ed, that brings me to this point. I know that there are so many pieces of technology that you all have leveraged to really reach farther into the community and not just a one-on-one person conversation, but that you've taken this technology approach to really reach out and collaborate differently. Can you talk about some of those things?
Technology is a very important part of what we've done. Creating this new facility is really, it's been a gift and the opportunity to create new ways to demonstrate our history. We have exhibits where people can climb into a Model T and seeing a movie can experience Eastern Colorado and what it was like to drive and live in a Model T back 60 years ago. Or looking at the map, during the Ritter administration when we were authorized, one of the things that happened is that 1% of our building funding goes into art and public places. We created a beautiful map of Colorado in the atrium floor. But that's been turned by technology into a teaching tool, so we now have what we call a time machine. You can move it over the map, and as it passes over key areas where stories are told, the stories can be brought up on display screens on this steampunk-looking device. And it's really fascinating because technology is allowing us to take that relationship of the space and the time and turn it into stories for kids.
Such great example of leadership around that. And like
yeah.
I said earlier, I have the privilege of sitting on the Rocky Mountain PBS board. And so the same thing, being informed by technology. And yes. And we can't sit here, no offense, guys, all of us in gray, we can't sit here and make up what the next generation
right.
will kind of no. ratchet up beyond what we're doing now. But taking that whole opportunity with what we're saying, the connectivity, creating the context within which to think about these things like they did at History Colorado. And then just, boy, it's infinite, the scale that we can
sure.
take.
Just trying to understand how they're going to communicate.
Yes.
How many of us foresaw the internet and social media, even a decade ago?
I know.
It's been so different.
Yes. It's so changed. Different. And exactly. I remember the Ditto machine. Remember that?
No, with yeah.
the, you know, and I, so it's come so far, so far.
The things that Jeannie and Ed have just talked about, though, are, I think, the real... goal of CTIR in the long run, the passion that all of us involved have, is to help our youth become lifelong learners. And we have found that the entry point a lot of times is learning about other countries that they have never been exposed to. But we have many examples of students that then will go to History Colorado or they'll go to other institutions in our state and continue their studies. And that's what I think we're all really passionate about. Not sure if we're impacting the students or the students are impacting us.
I
but
hope it's both.
Yes,
I think it's
yeah.
both.
And it
but
is contagious, Steve.
It is. And we've had so many great examples. I'll just tell you one if you don't mind. But we had a team from Rifle Colorado come, and the teacher that brought the students said that all of the students were not performing where they should and were in danger of not even finishing high school. When they came and made a presentation, they were very unsure of themselves. They were not very confident in going into the competition, but the teacher is a really great teacher who now happens to be on our board, but she really encouraged the students. And so what ended up happening is they won. And the confidence that they gained from winning the World Affairs Challenge that year led to half of that team going on to college. Not only they all finished high school, half of the team went on to college. And the amazing thing for me, well, two amazing things, was that their focus that year was about world hunger. And they said, well, we can't necessarily change the cure world hunger from Rifle, but we can do something about hunger in our community. Mm-hmm. And they organized a citywide food gathering campaign through their high school to benefit their local food bank. So they took their what they learned and put it into practical use. And the second thing is that the half of the team that did not go to college did fundraising in the community and raised scholarship money for the team's members that did go to college.
That's the part I think is so amazing.
Yeah.
It's become this very collaborative thing over right. at CTIR, and those kids are so connected to each other, mm-hmm. whether it's from before or mm-hmm. they're just coming
we
up the chain.
Connected and, to yeah. each other.
Yes. Yeah. And connected to each other, and it's great.
Out of that. We just had a conference across the country. We're a Smithsonian affiliate, and in collaboration with the Smithsonian, mm-hmm. they put on a program about the Dust Bowl, and in collaboration with Ken Burns and his new book coming out about the Dust Bowl, and he was part of the conference. These kids from Colorado were able to talk to Ken Burns
That's
about
amazing.
And learn about more about the Dust Bowl, something yeah. that it was man-made, it was caused by our own farming practices, and yet that's not known, and
yeah.
the excitement that these kids learned from that and got from that experience was amazing.
So, Ed, what's next at the History Colorado, and where should we be paying attention? How can people learn more?
We're doing things all around the state, but here in Denver at the History Colorado Center, we're going to be opening a new phase in 2013, another in 2014 and 2015. So stay tuned. There'll be lots of openings. We're opening the new Denver A to Z, which is a whimsical look at Denver in the next 30 days. That's every letter of the alphabet has something associated with it around Denver. And then next year we'll be opening an exhibit called Living West, which is man and nature's interaction in Colorado with the story of water. Again, mm-hmm. how does water affect and how did it affect the history of the people in Colorado and what are the issues going forward with that? So we'll have that opening in 2013 and 2014-15 will be additional exhibits going forward.
Jeannie, what's next for you?
Oh, gosh, great stuff going on. Happy to be involved in the November 12th yes. event with CTIR, but
right.
Really taking advantage of a great opportunity to continue my work changing the community norm around behavioral health, and you know how that impacts
everything.
I love
everything. Yeah. And Steve, tell us what's next for CTIR.
The next big project is the event that we're having on November 12th. We're calling it a friendraiser. We're very thankful that History Colorado will provide the venue, and we can't thank them enough. And looking forward to the collaboration that we have with History Colorado and Colorado leaders. Both Jeannie have agreed to be some of the speakers that night and talk about why they think that our mission is very important. We have other people also from the business community talking about how some of our programs have led to their employees coming to them because they've developed a passion about learning about the world. And I think the really fun part of the night, not to downplay Ed and Jeannie's role, is that we're going to have some students talk about their involvement and how it made a difference in their lives.
That sounds great. So November 12th, go to ctir.org to learn more about the November Friendraiser. And to learn about the World Affairs Challenge on April 13th, go to worldaffairschallenge.org. And to learn more about the stuff that's going on at History Colorado, so many things coming up in the next 2 years, go to historycolorado.org. We'll be right back.